Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have another horror mystery thriller that comes highly recommended. It's called Infested, and it was just released on streaming about a week ago. It's distributed by Shudder, so you have to go and check it out there. And it's French in origin, so you do have to read the subtitles. Now, I'm going into this one blind for the most part. All the information I know about this one, I just gave you. But with a name like Infested, I kind of can imagine what the plot might be. So what is this one about? Now, they open up with some people in the desert collecting spiders. And spoiler free, it doesn't go well for one of them. Then we jump to a man named Caleb, who's turning 30, and his life is not going quite as he expected. Now, his mother just passed away. She left an inheritance, but him and his sister are kind of at odds and fighting about what to do with that. He also has beef with his best friend, and they're no longer talking. He is a fanatic about exotic animals and insects. He purchases this spider he's never seen before. He brings it back to his apartment, but he doesn't really have a setup for him yet. So he makes a quick little nest in a shoebox and goes about his day. Of course, the spider escapes and actually bites someone. This person dies and the authorities don't know what caused his death. And you know what? That's where I'm going to stop. Because from there, due to the nature of this man's death, they decide to quarantine everyone in the apartment to prevent some sort of outbreak. Meanwhile, the spider begins to multiply and evolves with each generation. Will they be able to survive and escape this infestation? So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 96% on 52 reviews, with the audience at 75% on over 50 reviews on the Rotten scale. But what did I think? Well, let's get into these positives. Now, simple setup, but it's executed perfectly. While watching this, I thought I felt something like brush up against my arm, and I immediately, brush my arm away. And that is the goal of any movie with insects in it. You gotta get the audience to be in that kind of frame of mind. They definitely accomplished that. The spider effects were actually pretty good as well. I love the way this was shot. With some of the camera rotating angles, the pans and the zooms, and you know how insects can climb up walls and around, and it kind of gave you that point of view of the spiders as well. You really feel trapped in that building with them, and it does really appear to be infested. And love the progression of it as well, how it started out small, and then we saw how things quickly got out of hand. I also want to mention the depth of the characters. All this going on with the backdrop of his issues with his friend and his sister, and that is actually explored throughout while they're trying to escape. You do get a sense of their personal issues and problems and them like kind of working through those as, you know, they're going on. There is a little bit of social commentary going on, but it's not in your face or anything, so I'm not even going to talk about it, because if you're not in tune with it, you're just going to miss it anyway. And while it does end in the way you think, it does play out a little bit differently with the authorities involved, spoiler free. Now, I do have a few negatives, but they're really kind of nitpicky. The runtime is a little long. They introduce a few characters you think are going to play some sort of role, a much bigger role than they actually do, but they don't. They kind of just introduce them and kind of fade into the background. They make some silly decisions also. Obviously, like I said, it's nitpicky because you could just be, you're not thinking clear. You're in a panic. You're trying to do whatever you're going to do. But some of this stuff is kind of, just kind of silly. It wasn't like a natural, brain fart situation. The spider activity is a little inconsistent as well. They act differently depending on where they wanted the story to go or what they wanted to happen in the scene. So sometimes the spiders would, spoiler free, I won't get into it. They would react in one way and then it'd be the same, similar situation, but they would react in another way. I'm like, wait a minute. They just did this to this guy when he was in that situation. How come they're not doing it to this guy? And, that's due to the plot armor. But again, those are some minor issues. Yes, I did enjoy this one a lot. I would put this one right at the 85% on the Rotten scale. Again, this is a perfect example of executing the vision and not trying to do too much. They got in the pocket got in the zone of what this was, and they just wrote it all the way through and just executed it to perfection. The performances were solid, and it did look good. Definitely will highly recommend to all horror fans. And don't let the subtitles scare you. I talk to a lot of people, and I review a lot of foreign movies on my platform, and a lot of people just, they can't get with the subtitles, or the dubbing is bad, so they kind of dismiss it. And I'm like, well, don't watch the dub, watch the subtitles, which is how I, you know, watch, you know, foreign movies primarily. I do have the dub on just, you know, for this audience that I have, just to explain how, you know, the differences are or whatever. But definitely don't let those subtitles scare you. Go ahead and check this one out. In fact, the subtitles make you focus on the screen more and draws you into their whole settings and surroundings. So yeah, you should definitely check this one out. If you're, like I said, if you're a horror fan and you don't have Shudder yet, I suggest you definitely go check that one out. Somebody else told me about something called Screambox. I'm familiar. I've heard of it. I don't know if that's the right name for it, but it's another horror-centered streaming service. But I am going to check that out because I have seen some movies pop up on my radar and I went to go and see them and I've had a hard time tracking them down. And then I went to this other streaming site, Screambox or whatever, and I saw a lot of those movies I was trying to track down on that platform. So I'm probably going to go check that out and see what's going on over there. With that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you once again for support. I greatly appreciate it. And yes, this is going to be another one of those weekends. Or, I take that back, maybe not. I know I got at least two reviews that I have to do for sure, for sure. You might get one more because, like I said, I've already recorded all this stuff, so I might put it out depending on how it is going to go. I mean, I recorded, but I've already written the review. I just need to find time to record it. But yeah, there's, like I said, super big movie coming out, so you're getting that one for sure. If you pay attention to movie releases, you already know what that one is. If not, you're definitely going to have to come back and check that one out. And then there's another one that comes out, which is a parody comedy, but that's kind of flown under the radar a little bit, but I'll get into that in a future episode. But anyway, thank you once again. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.